Sue Sweet Marie, nearly 80 years after the end of the Second World War, 101-year-old veteran Aldo Diotolivi received his military medals honoring his service to Canada at a special ceremony held this week at Royal Canadian Legion Branch 25. "I feel so good to have served. I'll do anything for Canada. This is the most wonderful country in the world," Diotolivi told an audience gathered at Branch 25. "My dad came from Italy and he worked hard. He always said to me, 'Aldo, you're living in the greatest country in the world. Anything they want you to do, you do it. I would serve again if they take 101-year-olds. Diotolivi received the Canadian Volunteer Service Award, granted to anyone who served for at least 18 months in Canada's Army, Navy or Air Force between September 1939 and March 1947. He also received the War Medal for 1939 to 1945 and the General Service Badge for all Second World War veterans. Sue Mayor Matthew Shoemaker presented Diotolivi with his medals. "Many Second World War veterans didn't get their service medals for a simple reason. They didn't ask and the federal government didn't always automatically give them out. It was the end of the war in 1945," Jody Hudetz, Branch 25 service officer, told Village Media. "The only thing on service members' minds was going home, so some things got put aside. He was put on a train and sent back to the Sioux. He just wanted to get home. He was 22 years old and full of life. The war was over. It was a period of time that was tough on Canada and the city of Sault Ste. Marie. He just wanted to get home." However, Diotolivi told Branch 25 after the most recent Remembrance Day ceremony held November 11 that he should have asked for his service medals long ago and approached branch officials for help. "As a team, we managed to get hold of Veterans Affairs and the Department of National Defense and we made it happen," Hudetz said. Born in Sault Ste. Marie on August 4, 1923, Diotolivi served with the Canadian Army at Canadian bases from September 1942 to July 1945. "I just did what I was told to do, but I had three stripes. I was a sergeant, so I had some liberty," he said with a laugh in an interview with Village Media. Like everyone else who joined the Canadian Armed Forces in World War II, Diotolivi accepted the reality of war and that a job had to be done. "You just say to yourself, 'I have to do my duty like everybody else.' It's not a case of saying, 'I don't like it.' Nobody likes to be taken away from home, but there was a war on," Diotolivi said. "If your country wants you, you go. That's the name of the game, but Canada's the greatest country in the world and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You won't find a better country." Diotolivi is a widower, father and grandfather. After the war he worked in a managerial position in what is now known as Service Canada. He also ran his own local jazz band and was the owner, operator of Tasty Freeze, a popular downtown soft ice cream business back in the day. What does he credit his longevity to? "Italian wine," he chuckled. There are four other Branch 25 members who are centenarians. Jens Lamour, Ken Anstis, Steve Wachee and Mel Mizzi. It was also a day to honor the Sioux's Evelyn Thériault with a Royal Canadian Legion Medal to mark her 50 years of being a Legion member, 68 years after she joined the organization. Unfortunately, over a number of years and through no fault of her own, her service was overlooked. "It's long overdue and for that we apologize," said Pierre Breckenridge, Royal Canadian Legion Branch 25 President. "Thank you to the Sault Ste. Marie Legion for all they have done. It's appreciated more than I can say," said a gracious Thériault. Born in Thessalon and raised in the Sioux, Thériault graduated from the Sioux Technical and Commercial High School, known as the Tech, and then served in the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, from 1955 to 1957 as a leading airwoman. Thériault served with the Air Force Medical Corps and was trained to be a registered nurse. "I used to fly patients from Greenwood, Nova Scotia to Halifax. I loved it. I learned a lot in the Air Force. I learned that you support your country and your community however you can," Thériault said after Monday's ceremony. After leaving the RCAF, she worked as a nurse at St. Joseph's Hospital in Blind River for 37 years. She retired in 1995 and moved to the SU that same year, serving on numerous boards and committees for several organizations. I might be the only one in the SU that served on the General Hospital Board, the Plummer Hospital Board, the SU Area Hospital Board, the Hospital Foundation and the Auxiliaries, Terrio said. Terrio is a widow, mother, grandmother and was a foster parent to several children over the years. To be recognized with this medal by the Legion, it's really appreciated but I don't do it for medals. I do it for my country and the community, Terrio said. Diatalivi and Terrio were each accompanied by a large group of family members at Monday's ceremony. Shoemaker thanked both Diatalivi and Terrio for their service to Canada.